I'm Ann Arnold. I'm president of the Texas Association of Broadcasters, but I have been an active reporter about or participant in Texas politics for 45 years. The first debate in the debate is whether there will be one at all. Governor Bush almost didn't have a debate in his second run for governor in Texas because he was not a very experienced debater. He'd only done a time or two with Ann Richards in his first race and did not think that he was going to do that well against Gary Morrow, his challenger. So he only agreed to a debate, Governor Bush, that is, late in the game, and then chose a newspaper in El Paso to sponsor it, where he thought there would be the least attention possible, and scheduled it on Friday night when he thought there would be no one watching, honestly.
My name is Mark Sanders. I'm a Republican consultant for candidates. At a month out, a candidate generally has their message refined. So it's not so much changing any message that a candidate has. It is just reinforcing the marks that you want them to hit on. You want them to define three of the most important issues that have been identified through polling and make sure that they've got them in their head so that they can say it in their sleep.
This is R.G. Ratcliffe. I'm with the Houston Chronicle and the San Antonio Express News. I've been a participant in numerous debates and have also covered various debates. About a month out, you have the campaigns start looking at tapes of debates. They will look at their own candidates' debates. They'll look at their opponents' debates. And they'll also look at tapes of the panelists who are going to be on their debate to see what kind of questions they've asked in the past. If you have someone who's very interested in ethics questions or campaign finance questions, you can be relatively sure that reporter will ask that kind of question. So you sort of hone your debate prep to the people who are going to be asking the questions.
This is Ann Arnold again. Sometimes 2 weeks, sometimes a week out, at least the weekend before, there are actually prep sessions where someone actually does a debate with each candidate. Someone stands in for the opposing candidate, and you actually play the game, so to speak, to run through it and see how your candidate does, give him tips on how he can improve, practice it. You may practice it several times.
Hi, I'm Shelley Koffler, the news director at KERA Public Broadcasting in Dallas, and I'm going to be the moderator. 24 hours out, a whole army of people are pitching in to make this debate happen. Panelists are finalizing their questions. There's the distribution of tickets to invited guests. Television cable has to be laid. There will be a technical run-through for what is going to be about 8 or 9 cameras participating in this shoot. That's huge.
This is R.G. Ratcliffe again. Well, the final thing that will happen with the panelists is they will start discussing what issues they feel are important to ask about and how to ask those questions so that they don't just get campaign speeches out of each of the candidates, which is actually the really hard thing to do because the candidates will tend to want to just make it into a very extended joint campaign appearance rather than an actual debate.